On Friday, police in the city of Tenaha and surrounding Shelby County in Texas agreed to a consent decree to settle a class action lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of Black and Latino motorists. The plaintiffs in that suit say that between 2006 and 2008, local police routinely engaged in what has been aptly described as highway robbery. Elora Mukherjee, a staff attorney with the ACLU's Racial Justice Program, says in that time period, police seized an estimated $3 million from about 140 people.
The police officers routinely pulled over Black and brown motorists in the vicinity of Tenaha without any legal justification. The officers asked if the motorists were carrying cash, and if they were, they ordered them to sign over the cash to the city or face charges of money laundering or other serious crimes. If parents were driving the cars and had children in the cars, the police threatened that if the parents didn't turn over their cash, their children would be taken to Child Protective Services, and in some cases, the children actually were. None of the plaintiffs who we represent in this case were ever arrested or charged with crimes, and the seized assets were used to enrich the police officers themselves and their offices.
How did this come into the courts?
So the practice started in 2006 when a newly hired deputy named Barry Washington began what he called a drug interdiction program. In reality, what it was in practice is he and his officers would pull over Black and brown motorists along Highway 59 and seize their cash. And one of the plaintiffs in our case, David Morrow, said that he just couldn't stand for what happened after he was a victim of this practice, and he was determined to find a civil rights lawyer to represent him. Once he did secure representation, he tried to get the word out that this was happening to other people. Eventually, one of the local lawyers went to the courthouse in Tenaha and started reviewing records for who was subject to these seizure practices, and of all the records he reviewed, he found all but one was a person of color. And the one white person who was subject to this practice was in a vehicle driven by a Black man. So it's pretty clear that the police in Shelby County and in Tenaha in particular targeted people simply because of the color of their skin.
What were the amounts seized from individuals?
The amount seized ranged from very little money to, in the case of one of our plaintiffs, about $50,000. One of our plaintiffs is a successful restaurant operator, and he was carrying with him the proceeds from his restaurant business when he was passing through town. He lost all that money to the Tenaha police, along with his 16-month-old son, who was taken to Child Protective Services when he and his fiance were arrested on false money laundering charges.
What are the terms of the consent decree that was reached in this case?
This is a very far-reaching consent decree that we've proposed to the court for approval. The measures in the consent decree require rigorous rules governing all traffic stops in Tenaha and Shelby County. All traffic stops will now be videotaped, and the officer must state the reason for the stop and the basis for suspecting criminal activity. Motorists who are pulled over for traffic stops must be advised orally and in writing that they can refuse to consent to a search. In addition, officers are no longer using dogs in conducting traffic stops. No property may be seized during a search unless the officer first gives the driver a reason for why it should be taken. Any property that's improperly taken must be returned within 30 days to the owner, and any asset forfeiture revenue that is incident to a traffic stop must be donated to nonprofit organizations or used for the audio and video equipment required by the consent decree or for training required by the consent decree. And this last provision is very important because it changes the incentives that officers have to seize cash from innocent people. The officers can no longer use that seized cash to enrich themselves or their offices. Now, If they seize any money, it can only go to nonprofits or be used in furtherance of the consent decree itself.
Is there any provision for restitution of funds?
When the case was filed, we certainly sought monetary damages on behalf of everyone. But when the court certified the class, meaning it ruled that this practice was affecting all motorists of color who were passing through Tenaha and Shelby County from 2004ward, the court said that the plaintiff class could seek what's called declaratory and injunctive relief, so changes to the law enforcement policies and practices. But the court simultaneously ruled that in this class action case, it was not appropriate for individuals to seek monetary damages. That said, there is an individual lawyer in East Texas named Kim Garrigan. He's our local counsel in this case. He is pursuing individual damages cases for members of the plaintiff class.
Is this practice confined to Tenaha and Shelby County?
Unfortunately, it is not. The ACLU knows of reports of racial profiling across the country, and abuse of civil asset forfeiture laws is unfortunately rampant. And there's a link between the two. Permissive civil asset forfeiture laws invite racial profiling. They incentivize police agencies to engage in unconstitutional behavior in order to fund themselves off the backs of low-income motorists, most of whom lack the means to fight back without any evidence of criminal activity.
Alora Mukherjee is a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's Racial Justice Program. She says the Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation of police officers in Shelby County, Texas.